We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 11:03 on a Thursday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson, Peter Hoffman. Peter on the other side of the kitchen. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a four-hour schmooze. Right up until Amy Lawrence coming your way at 3 on your fan. New York City.
I probably wouldn't have played because just the unknown going into that situation looks crazy right now.
Do you believe in magic?
Markelle Fultz will dribble out the clock for the Magic as Orlando breaks away after the Nets came storming back to tie it. And the Magic deal the Nets their sixth consecutive loss. The final here in Orlando, the Magic 101 and the Nets 89.
Okay, it's Magic time, everyone.
Do you believe in magic?
Prince on the right, three to go, shoots a three, no good. Chandler the rebound, they don't get a shot off. And the game comes to an end. Orlando steals this one in Brooklyn. Coming back from 19 down in the second half to beat the Nets 115 to 113.
What's that got to do with magic?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Spencer Dinwiddie and DeAndre Jordan said Monday they have tested positive for the coronavirus, potentially leaving the Brooklyn Nets without two starters when the NBA season resumes.
We now resume the regular program schedule.
Do you believe in magic?
Want a piece of magic?
Dinwiddie. Hard drive.
Oh! All the way in. Big finish. Spencer Dinwiddie.
You have the magic.
Off from short. No, and a reverse jam on the alley-oop.
Through the magic of radio, people could stay informed without having to read.
Jordan said he won't be in Florida with the Nets when they return from the suspension of the 2019-20 season, while Dinwiddie told The Athletic that he was experiencing symptoms.
Is there a doctor in the house?
You're on that team. Let's say you drop your first two games, and now it's a wrap. Now you just have six meaningless games. You've been asked to come into this incredibly uncomfortable environment. And I definitely understand why certain guys wouldn't want to play.
You may be harmless enough, but I got no time to fiddle around with black magic or any other old men's games.
You can believe in magic, and you can also believe in miracles, and it still may not save this NBA season starting, or supposed to be starting, at the very end of the month. And so let me ask to begin here. What is more contagious, the virus or Adam Silver? What is spreading more as we speak, the virus or Adam Silver? The bubble be shrinking at Disney World. So, of course, why not another tiny bubble? Silver wants to spread the bubble to Chicago with those eight teams very lucky and very fortunate enough to not make the cut in Orlando. Of the eight teams, one doesn't want to spend the rest of the summer in the windy city of Chicago, Illinois. the New York Knickerbockers are that one team. Now, they may say we're interviewing a lot of candidates for the head coaching job, but whatever, of the eight teams that were polled and the eight teams that were in discussion here for this second bubble in Chicago, it was the New York Knickerbockers not sending a representative. Whether they were looking for and interviewing all the candidates or not, they were the one team that did not respond to the NBA's request to get an idea if these teams want to go to Chicago and have their mini camp and their summer league basketball all together as one in this second bubble in Chicago. If the Knickerbockers don't do it, we think it would be a very smart move because they can have their mini camp in an area where the virus is not so rampant, and that is here in New York City. And you ask yourself, what is the point to begin with? You can be tested here, so why go to Chicago? Now, all of this is not definite, and as the program goes along, we have Mark Berman coming up at 11:30-ish, and we'll talk to him. He covers the Knickerbockers, the NBA, for the New York Post. So we'll get his take on this second bubble that Adam Silver wants to create. And as you heard at the very top of the hour with the update from the Bob Huesler, in case you didn't hear, if you're just joining us right now, in case you didn't hear, so many NBA players have tested positive that you can only come to a safe and effective conclusion. It's enough. The virus has spoken. Cancel the spread. Break the bubbles. Send the kids home. The virus is outscoring the bubbles. It's now 25 players testing positive out of a pool of 351. So when is enough enough? Now is when enough is enough. And you can imagine when everybody gets together in the bubble in Orlando and they start playing. Watch the virus hustle after a loose ball. Watch the virus crash the boards. Watch the virus set a screen. The last couple of days, we were getting close. We weren't there yet, but we were getting close. We are now closer to saying what we really don't want to say at all. Adam Silver, clean out the haunted mansion. There are way too many skeletons in those closets where those NBA jerseys are supposed to hang. I didn't think I would ever come to this when we were so all summer long looking for the NBA games to play. We're not so sure that if they do start as scheduled at the end of the month, that they are going to be able to finish. Now, item number two with baseball. Will it be the opener in 2020 or opening day in 2021?
Hey, wait a minute. I've got it. Move and tell them the baseball story. The baseball story?
Oh, you mean the open?
They don't know it out here.
They don't know it out here?
Way out here? Certainly not.
You tell them about the one with the guy on the...
Yes. You know it. Go ahead.
Was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown through every tool, Katie Blue.
Welcome to New York Mets baseball. This afternoon, the Mets open the 2019 season against the Washington Nationals.
And a very good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to opening day 2019.
Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back.
This is a thrilling moment in all of our lives.
It's out of here! Robinson Cano goes deep in his first at bat as a New York Mets.
Base hit, first major league hit for Pete Alonso. Side retired, Jacob DeGrom strikes out the side in the second inning.
Let me root for the home team if they don't win it again.
A historic and unprecedented event has occurred.
Gone! Cool Hand Luke.
Bills the Voit. This one to Detroit. Gone. It's bye-bye Birdie in right center field.
For it, one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Back in the deep right center field, Lorenzo Cain. Got it! At the wall!
Forget about it. Home run, Kike Hernandez. An eighth home run for the Dodgers. And an opening day to remember at the Ravine.
Yeah, make the catch up against the screen. Nicely done by Manny Machado. Into left field, a base hit. First major league hit for Fernando Tatis Jr.
It's gone! Houston, it's gone deep!
For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
You like baseball?
Yeah, I'm just crazy about baseball.
Well, we're all crazy about baseball, and maybe it is going to get off to the start on July 23rd or July 24th, and who hasn't been anticipating that for months already? And again, yes, it's possible and certainly hopeful from all of us that we have that opening day, but are we going to have Cardboard Fan Appreciation Day? Are we going to have a postseason? Baseball's 2020 Odyssey, inspired by a homer. So, we've been waiting day by day while the Metropolitans play by Flushing Bay. Baseball, our summer toy, months of so little joy. We've all been held hostage by the game. You know, every day seems like the same. For so long, in isolation, waiting alone, until it seemed little kids had grown. Negotiations you could hardly defend, driving us crazy to no end. No fans will be doing that silly wave as the damn virus sends to many, way too many, to their graves. You're a baseball fan, your spirit worn, as too many weep and mourn. We wonder what could have been, what could have been seen and done. In a full 162, how many New York teams could have won? Manfred. Manfred waited and wasted so much time trying to save every dime. All along, he only wanted 60. What a charade. The game and its fans absolutely betrayed. The game Manfred played for all the owners, producing in the rest of us moaners and groaners. Manfred for shame. And the owners, too, you can point the finger of blame. They put us such a phony fight it was with the Manfred and the owners, making 2020 a very sad tale for us to write about. And again, such a phony fight with Manfred, as listen, with his own words, they really wanted no more than 60 games. And yet for days and weeks and what seemed like a lifetime, they kept going back and forth, non-negotiating with the players, and it was a proposal and counter-proposal, proposal and counter-proposal, ad infinitum, rinse and repeat. And all he really wanted, all the owners really wanted, was getting each day to go by until they would just about settle on what they did settle on, the 60 games. Everything else was just a game and a charade. So make no mistake, you can circle the date. When that new CBA is done, that lockout to be will be no fun. All of this inspired by a homer, baseball's odyssey in 2020 and beyond. All right, coming up again, another reminder, Mark Berman of the New York Post. He covers with the NBA, certainly covers the NBA's worst team, the New York Knickerbockers, one of eight teams that the NBA Players Association reached out to. Seven responded, and seven were not really sure. They all wanted to form a second bubble in Chicago where they can do summer league development, where they could have their own mini camp in their own market. And a lot of the other teams expressed a little bit of concern because of how long it took to get everything together in Orlando. And they want to know what kind of setup it would be in Chicago. They would want the same kind of protocols that took really quite a while for the NBA to establish in Disney World in Orlando. So we'll talk to Mark Berman about the Knickerbockers of the NBA and this second bubble. We'll go around the horn with him right around 11:30. In the meantime, of course, we'll be taking your calls right up until 3. So no from the 1-877-337-6666. As if you didn't know, the number to call on your fan, New York City.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.